ever fire off an email and think, are they even going to see this? What the time difference?
Oh, wait.
It's like 2 a.m. their time. Now imagine trying to keep a whole company on the same page across 5 different time zones. That's a whole other level.
It's a challenge for sure. A lot of leaders are wrestling with that, how to bridge the distance with their global teams. It's becoming the norm, isn't it?
Absolutely. And that's exactly what we're diving into today. We've got some pretty interesting material about how one CEO tackles this. Sean Gilligan, he's head of WebAnywhere.
WebAnywhere.
Yeah, they do like e-learning solutions for companies all over the globe. And the way he manages it all, it's pretty clever.
Okay, I'm intrigued. So what's his secret? Just a ton of late night calls and endless emails.
You'd think, right? But nope. This CEO is replacing like the traditional reports, meetings, even just quick questions with video.
Interesting. It's a trend we're seeing more and more. Video isn't just for big presentations anymore. It's becoming part of the everyday flow of work.
And he's all in on it. The platform he's chosen, it's called Watch and Learn. And from what I'm seeing, he's found some seriously creative ways to use it. Like, imagine ditching your monthly management report, you know, the one nobody reads.
Oh, I know the one.
He replaces it with a screen recording.
A screen recording. Oh. Now, that sounds different, but I can see how it could work. Instead of just a static document with a bunch of numbers, it's a narrated walkthrough of the data, highlighting the key trends and insights.
Right. It's like turning those spreadsheets into a story. And I was thinking, for a global team, especially where maybe English isn't everyone's first language, that visual element, along with his explanation, that's got to be huge for making sure everyone's on the same page.
Oh, absolutely. And you're spot on about the global aspect. Forget trying to schedule a meeting that works for everyone across time zones. Practically impossible.
The worst.
This way, team members can watch and digest the information when it's convenient for them.
It's like he's hacked productivity, but in a way that actually feels human. And speaking of human, we've got to talk about how Sean Gilligan uses this for more than just the big picture stuff.
This is where it gets really interesting, right? It's those small, everyday interactions where communication can really break down when everyone's remote.
Exactly. He's using Watch and Learn for, like, quick questions, feedback, even those water cooler moments that are so hard to replicate virtually. We're talking about voice notes and something he calls, wait for it, virtual coffees.
Virtual coffees. Okay, now I'm really curious. Building a strong company culture when your team is spread across continents, that's a tough nut to crack.
And it sounds like Sean Gilligan might just be onto something here, right? So what are these, like, virtual coffee breaks? Is it just everybody awkwardly staring at each other on Zoom?
No, no, not at all. It's more about setting aside a time for smaller teams or departments to just connect, you know, casually.
Yeah.
Just like they might if they were grabbing coffee in the office.
Yeah, that's a good point. When it's all remote, it's easy to just get, like, laser-focused on your own to-do list and you forget to check in with people.
Exactly. And those little interactions are how you build rapport.
Yeah.
You know? It's about combating that feeling of isolation that can happen when you're working remotely and creating a sense of belonging, even if you're miles apart.
Makes sense. So we've got screencasts instead of reports, virtual coffees for casual chats. What else is this guy doing?
Well, he's also using it for something I think we can all relate to, daily updates. But instead of those never-ending email threads.
Please tell me it's more video messages because I'm sensing a theme here.
You got it. Quick video debriefs are what he encourages, highlighting wins for the day, roadblocks, anything important.
Okay, but what's the actual benefit? Is it just about being on camera?
It's more than just being on camera. It's about making it human, you know?
Yeah.
Think about it. When you see a colleague, even if it's recorded, and they're excited about a project or just giving a quick update, it creates a connection that you just don't get from text in an email.
A video's worth 1,000 emails, something like that.
Exactly. And those videos, they're just a much better way of getting tone and nuance across, which, let's be honest, can be a nightmare over email. Imagine trying to figure out a complicated project update over email versus actually hearing it, even if it's a recording.
Yeah, sometimes you need to hear the excitement, the tone, to really get it. And what about quick questions or feedback that doesn't need a whole meeting?
Voice notes all the way. Keeps those small interactions quick and contained.
I bet his team loves that. Nobody wants to get pulled into a meeting for every little thing. But what about the stuff that does need a meeting? Like big updates, company-wide stuff?
That's where this live stage feature comes in. It lets them have real-time interaction for those big, important gatherings.
So even with people all over the place, they can still have that kind of town hall experience.
Yep. And because those sessions are recorded, Anyone who couldn't make it because of time zones can catch up later and not feel out of the loop.
Wow, and this is all just one platform. I feel like I need a whiteboard to keep track of all this.
Don't forget onboarding and training. He's using Watch and Learn screen recording for all of that. Two new hires get up to speed fast with recorded demos, and anyone who needs a refresher on something can just watch a how-to video.
That's got to be a game changer for a global team, right?
Yeah.
Everyone's on the same page no matter where they are.
And think of the time and money saved. No more flying trainers around the world or trying to get everyone on a call for a quick software demo.
He's really thought of everything. It's like he's found a way to be global and incredibly connected. Color me impressed.
It really is impressive. And I think it speaks to a bigger idea here. This isn't about just using a new tool. It's about really rethinking how we communicate as work becomes more global.
So how do we bottle this magic? What can our listeners take away, even if they're not, you know, running a huge company?
That's the million-dollar question, right?
Yeah.
And it leads us to a really important part of our deep dive. It's one thing to look at how this one CEO uses this one tool, but the real value is figuring out the bigger picture, the underlying principles here.
Because in the end, we all want to communicate better, be more productive, and have better connections with our colleagues wherever they are. It's like he's figured out how to be a good leader in this digital world or something.
Figured it out. I like that. And you know the best part? You don't need to be a tech genius to use these ideas or have a tech genius's budget.
So for everyone taking notes right now, what's step one? Where do we even start?
I think it comes down to this. How can we use technology to make human connection better, not try to replace it altogether? That's what makes what Sean Gillikin's doing so interesting. It's not just the platform. It's how he's using it to close the distance, you know?
It's like he took these tools and built a whole virtual office that's more connected than a real one. It's kind of crazy.
That's it. That's the takeaway. Be intentional. Be creative with the tools you've got. What are the problems your team has with communication? Status updates getting lost in email. A team meeting that could have been a quick video.
It's funny, we're all about video calls now, but even those can be a bit much sometimes.
Totally. And that's what I love about these virtual coffee things. It's recognizing that sometimes those random unplanned moments, that's where the good stuff happens.
We all know we're supposed to network, right? But he's made it like a natural part of how they work.
And honestly, who wouldn't rather watch a screen recording, like a tour of the latest data, than have to go through a boring old report?
Okay, yeah, that's a no-brainer. And to think he's using this for everything, quick questions to company-wide meetings.
Because in the end, it's about respecting people's time, making information easy to find and understand. When you've got people all over the world, that's not just good leadership, it's essential.
So to wrap things up here, if there's one thing I want people to remember from this, it's that, yeah, technology is always changing, but some things never do. Connecting with people, being clear, having shared goals.
Couldn't have said it better. And if you can find ways to do those things, no matter how big your team is, where they are, that's how you succeed.
And there you have it, another deep dive. More tools and ideas to try out. Until next time, keep exploring, keep learning, and keep talking to each other, yeah? You never know what you might come up with.